Gardaí have commenced a major criminal investigation into the activities of Irish criminals who've been using an encrypted communication platform, which has now been infiltrated by international law enforcement agencies. Searches have been carried out, encrypted devices have been recovered, and millions of euro worth of drugs have been seized as part of the international investigation into high-risk criminal organisations. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has more about this now. Will you tell us, Paul, about Operation Kraken?
Well, what we know about this network is that this was an encrypted messaging network with phones and devices that was used solely by criminals. The system was infiltrated as part of Operation Kraken, and that involved the FBI, the Australian Federal Police, the Canadian Mounted Police, the French National Gendarmerie, and the Gardaí. Authorities in Iceland, Italy, the Netherlands and Sweden were also involved. Now, more details about the network and the operation to take it down are to be given at those press conferences in Dublin this morning, but reports are already coming in from Australia, which is 10 hours ahead. And according to those reports, the system is known as Ghost and was set up by a 32-year-old Sydney man 9 years ago when he was 23 years of age. He launched the network and began building dedicated encrypted communications devices, DECDs, that prevented messages from being intercepted by the authorities. It's then alleged he sold those DECDs for about $2,500 Australian dollars to criminals. He used a network that vetted the new Ghost users before they were allowed onto the system. Now, the Australian police say they infiltrated the network there and arrested 38 people and are examining 125,000 messages. The main suspect now faces charges, a number of charges, including supporting a criminal organisation, benefiting from the proceeds of crime, and dealing in identification information. But the police in Australia say there were more than 600 active Ghost phones around the world, including 400 there, but they've also been found in Italy, Sweden, Canada, and here in Ireland. Now, Europol says the network was used for large-scale drugs trafficking, homicides and money laundering. It's described the international police operation as sophisticated and a major action against an encrypted communications platform, which it says was used for criminal activities. And it also described the criminal organisations targeted as part of Operation Kraken as high risk and operating from all four corners of the world.
Do you have information at this stage, Paul, on the Garda involvement in this investigation and even how widely used this network was by Irish criminals?
Yeah, we'll get more on that later this morning, but at the moment we know that the Gardaí are one of the five main law enforcement agencies involved in taking down this network. Here they carried out a series of searches over the past few days and seized a number of those encrypted devices. These are now being analysed as part of an evidence gathering process. They say files will be sent to the DPP with a view to prosecuting those involved in drugs and organised crime here and internationally and people who are based here. Now, over 7 million euro of cocaine has already been seized in Wexford and over 300,000 cash in Dublin last Monday. Now, Gardaí say these seizures are connected to the infiltration of the criminal communications network. The drugs have been seized from a number of criminal gangs, most notably the West Dublin organised crime group known as the Family. And Gardaí believe they've disrupted this gang's transportation network with the arrest of their logistics operative, who's a well-known haulier. They also expect to recover communications from seized devices to enable further prosecutions against key gangs. Members and five people were arrested on Monday. They remain in Garda custody. We expect them to be brought before courts in the coming days.
It's not the first time that criminals have used these encrypted communications networks. What can you tell us about that?
It's not. It's the second international criminal communications network that has been infiltrated in the last 4 years. In 2020, a joint international French and Dutch investigation team dismantled the encrypted tool EncroChat, which had been widely used by organised crime groups. And so far, Europol gave an update on that recently, and they said that so far led to over 6,500 arrests worldwide. 197 of those are described as high-value targets. 900 million in criminal assets has been seized or frozen. 163 tons of cannabis, over 100 tons of cocaine, 3.3 tons of heroin have been seized. 971 vehicles, 271 homes or estates, land, 923 weapons, 21,000 rounds of ammunition, explosives, 83 boats and 40 planes. So the infiltration of EncroChat has also been used by the Gardaí to target senior figures of the Kinahan organised crime group in Ireland and abroad. And it has been referenced in the Special Criminal Court, where several gang members have been jailed here. And Gardaí also say that they expect there will be several prosecutions in the coming years, because these take time when they get into the networks, when they see the messages, when they put all the pieces together and build a case against individuals. In the coming years, they say there will be several prosecutions as a result of this latest infiltration of the Ghost Network.
Lots more to come from you on this one later on in the day, Paul Reynolds. Thank you very much. 18 minutes past 8.